The Secret City Art Revival in Woodstock, New York is a weekend of art, community, and celebration throughout the town. This year's event is entitled Back to the Garden. Events take place July 25th through the 28th and include parties, concerts, puppeteer-led hat making, house events that include poetry readings, jazz house concerts, site-specific dances, art salons, brunch, karaoke, a community processional, and the culminating event, the Artistic Tent Revival. The Secret City is an OBE award-winning arts organization that programs regularly in New York, Los Angeles, and Woodstock with guest appearances in other parts of the country and a weekly radio show in Kingston.
Wow.
We are, you do a lot, see? We're joined by Secret City founding artistic director Chris Wells and lead designer of the Sunday processional and the Sunday revival, Nancy, is it Gainey?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Nancy Gainey, good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us back.
Well, a great pleasure to have you back. It's always been fun, and why not continue the fun?
We were saying when we parked, we're like, it's becoming a tradition.
That's good.
We love that.
We like traditions.
Yes.
All right. So in a nutshell, because I think it's hard for maybe perhaps for people to understand exactly what it is that you do, because you're in Woodstock, this is a revival, but this is only one part of what you do.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I founded the organization, The Secret City, in New York almost 12 years ago, and an attempt to provide community for artists and creative people. And so we put on events that create community, foster community, support artists, connect individual artists to community. And we've been doing this work for 12 years in Los Angeles, New York, and for the last 6 years in Woodstock, where I now live and where the organization is now based. So that's this program, this Sunday program, is the heart of our organization, but it has now spiraled out into this revival and other programming that we do.
So when we say it culminates into this event, is that sort of everything leads to what you're
doing? That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I was interested in playing with the form of church without religion, but what would church look like if it was for and by, made by artists? So the form of the event looks similar to a country revival in that there's a band and there's a choir and there's various performers. And instead of people speaking in tongues, poets get up and read and stuff like that. So when we expanded in Woodstock from this Sunday event, I thought, well, what would be the equivalent of a weekend long event? And I thought, oh, it would be like a country revival. So that's, we based it on that model, and it starts on Thursday, but Sunday is the big, under a tent with, there were almost 400 people there last year. So it's a big celebration with costumes and kids and music and food trucks. So yeah.
So as lead designer, Nancy, what does that mean for you as to what you have to accomplish?
So what we were trying to accomplish was from the very beginning of this year, I'd say in January, we reached out to different organizations in our area, arts organizations, schools, kids camps,
community organizations of all kinds.
Yeah. And we created a series of workshops where we welcomed everyone in the public, any age, kids, and we got a huge turnout. So from the very beginning of this year, we've been creating things that will be shown in the processional, things that will be decorating the tent. And with the Back to the Garden theme, we've been focusing a lot on flowers and bees and nature. So we've got a whole showcase of things that we'll be walking down from the beginning of the processional at the Camo Trail down through the town of Woodstock. We'll be picking up people along as we walk through town with this incredible brass band.
Yeah, the Hungry March Band from
Brooklyn is coming to play. And so for me, it just means like all of the things that we've been working on with the community. Hundreds of people have shown up for these workshops, that it will all come together in the tent. And it's going to be wonderful.
The revival will begin.
We'll all be revived, yes.
So let's talk, Chris, about Back to the Garden and how you came to that theme.
Well, of course, we live in the town of Woodstock,
right,
which is, you know, as they call it, the most famous small town in the world. And Woodstock, of course, is known as the home of the Woodstock Music Festival, which most people know did not actually take place there. But it is a significant anniversary for the town. This 50th anniversary of the concert is this summer. So we took, we lifted that lyric from Joni Mitchell's iconic song, Woodstock, back to the garden. And the revival really hopes to celebrate this original spirit of creativity that made Woodstock such an extraordinary town. And that we hope to kind of reawaken that spirit. And, you know, not to get heavy-handed, but in this period where artists are being displaced and there's a lot of economic disparity and, you know, the Hudson Valley is changing very radically. My mission is to remind everybody and to celebrate these artistic values, which are cooperative, which are generous, which are creative. And so Back to the Garden for us seems to be like, let's remember what the original values of this town are.
It runs the 25th through the 28th. So in the few moments that we have left, let's go through the schedule and give us an idea of what will be happening. The kickoff party is Thursday, 6:30 to 9 at the Birdcliff Barn.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we have a kickoff party. There's a cash bar. There's some light nosh. Our band will play, and all of the participating artists of the weekend will be there. Public is invited. It's a free party. And then Friday, there are house events throughout town. These are privately hosted events. We have 10 of them, and they take place between 5:30 and 7:30 around town. And then at 8 o'clock Friday evening, members of the original Penguin Cafe Orchestra are putting on a show at Reynolds and Reynolds Tap Room. Saturday morning, we have a brunch on a private property that is a fundraiser for the Secret City so we can raise some extra money. And then there's site-specific work taking place throughout town from...
And what does that mean?
Site-specific?
Yeah. Well, I know it's site-specific, yeah. But what kind of work are you doing?
There's dance, there's music, there's performance.
Okay.
So we've curated, we got a grant from Arts Mid-Hudson and curated 10 different performers and artists who are placed in venues that are mostly outside around town. And there will be a map that everyone can follow. Mm-hmm. And that takes place between 12 and 6. There's also a tour that people can take if they want to see everything. I'll lead that tour. And then Saturday evening, there's a picnic with sandwiches provided by Bistro to Go for sale, Nancy's Ice Cream. And then we have live band karaoke at the Colony Saturday night. That's at 8 p.m. with Hudson Valley Live Karaoke. And then Sunday, as we've said, is the big, big culmination. It starts with a townwide processional that meets at noon, steps off at 1 p.m., and wanders through town with a brass band, and all are welcome to come.
Everyone's
carry flowers,
invited, yeah.
Kites. We have lots of things for people to carry. And come in costume if you like, dress up. And then the tent revival will be at 2 p.m., under a tent at Andy Lee Field. There'll be some food trucks, and it will be a super exciting celebration.
My understanding, you have colors of the day?
We do. Oh, my God. You're so good. We have colors. Orange, green, blue, and pink. Those
Joe's
are the
wearing
colors.
Them all right now.
I know.
Wow.
Certainly into this.
We all dress in these colors in fabulous costumes, and sometimes people are like, what are the colors? So a lot of people come in the colors as well.
And that's, and as designer, you're all in on that.
I'm all in, yes. Yeah. Who knows what I'm going to show up in, but it's going to be festive.
So you coordinate what is going on, but then a lot of this you leave to the people, right?
Yes. Well, we want people to feel like they've expressed themselves with what we're doing. I mean, we give them the basic materials to make the things, and we try to stick to the color theme. But we really want everyone to, you know, feel like they've been able to do what they want to do. And you have to see some of the things that the little kids have made have been really priceless. Like, yeah. And we've been trying to use all recycled materials. We've put a glan on glitter this year.
Which has been hard for us.
About 30 years too late.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
And I just say that as a person who opens it up in cards and tries to get rid of it three Christmases later.
God. We're it's been rough. Yeah. We are glitter addicted.
Yeah.
So we've been getting some extra
support. We're trying it out.
So I assume like sequins can replace glitter.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we're just you'll see with it. Well, I wish you would come, Joe. One of these days we'll create some special.
But you know what we need to do? We have a car. Someone's driving a convertible. You could be our grand marshal.
Yeah.
In the processional.
I don't think the transportation is the problem.
May I say one more thing?
Yes.
So,
and then I'm going to ask you one more thing.
Okay. I just want to say, you know, in general, about the Secret City, we've always been both plagued and blessed to describe this work to people.
Yeah.
So, and also now we've expanded it to this weekend and people are like, what the hell is happening? What is this? I just want to say.
I may have said that last night as I was writing this script. But go ahead.
All the details are spelled out on our website.
Yes.
So I encourage everybody to visit our website, which is thesecretcity.org. There's a special revival page that has the entire schedule spelled out. And if you have any confusion, email us at thesecretcity@gmail.com.
It's not as complicated
it's
as it's
very
sounds.
Experiential.
Yes.
It's not complicated.
Even glitter-free, it's not complicated.
No, it's not.
So let me ask you this, Chris, and we'll end here.
Yeah.
But at the end of the Artistic Tent Revival on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Andy Lee Field, at the end of that, you will feel that you have accomplished what you want to have accomplished if what happens?
Well, what will happen is people will feel more joyful about being alive. People will feel reconnected to being human and reminded that humans are okay, can be okay, reminded that self-expression and making things together is a key component to a healthy civilization and a humane population. And they'll just feel better about being alive. I guarantee
it
that.
It is a joyful experience.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with being happy to be alive and feeling joy.
No.
Yeah.
It's the Secret City Art Revival, Back to the Garden. It takes place Thursday, July 25th through Sunday, July 28th. As Chris said, you certainly can find out everything you need to know by going to thesecretcity.org, thesecretcity.org. Chris Wells, Nancy Ganey, I thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure, as always.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a blast.
Okay, yeah,
thank you.
All right. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.